Now, the digital revolution means there are more ways than ever to read. And yet a new survey finds the number of American teens reading for pleasure has dropped dramatically. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
For sure, Harry Potter and the Hunger Games haven't been big hits for nothing. Lots of teens and adolescents still do read a lot. But a roundup of studies put together by the nonprofit Common Sense Media shows a clear decline over time.
For example, 45% of 17-year-olds today say that they read for pleasure no more than 1 to 2 times a year, if that often.
That's way down from a decade ago, says Jim Steyer, head of Common Sense Media. Among 13-year-olds, a third say they read for pleasure only once or twice a year.
As a parent and an educator, this is a really big deal.
Steyer studies the impact of technology on children, and he finds the results striking, though not shocking. He has 4 kids and has seen the trend, mostly with his 16-year-old.
And I start to see it in our 10-year-old as well, because he is less and less reading. He's more and more attracted to some of the digital media platforms that he has access to and that he did not have access to when he was, say, 6 or 7 years old.
Now, the studies do not say kids are reading less because they're spending more time online. But Steyer's convinced that is at least part of the answer.
First of all, most children now have access to e-readers or other smart electronic devices like phones and tablets, and they're spending time on that. Numerous reports show the increasing use of new technology platforms by kids. It just strikes me as extremely logical that that's a big factor.
I don't really read for pleasure.
I don't read for pleasure either, unless it's for a school assignment.
Jamari Sidnor and Shamaka Anasike are 9th graders waiting for the bus outside Wilson High School in Washington, D.C. So how do they relax?
Generally, I talk on the phone or I watch like Netflix shows or Hulu shows, just like mostly TV, that's it.
I'm usually on my phone or watching TV too.
Of course, some students say they love to read but have too much homework or are swamped with sports. Researchers want to know more about how teens are spending their time in the digital age, but Catherine Zickier of the Pew Research Center says it's tricky. If a kid is looking at a book, you say, they're reading. But looking at a smartphone or tablet? Well, who knows?
And we've heard from middle and high school teachers that sometimes the internet is wonderful for highly motivated students to do deep and expansive research. But on the flip side, obviously, there are many distractions on the internet.
Despite those distractions, Jim Steyer of Common Sense Media says parents can still do a lot to promote reading.
Kids with parents who read, who buy or take books out of the library for their kids, and who then set time aside in their kid's daily schedule for reading, tend to read the most.
Whether it's on a book, an e-book, or some other gadget. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
We'll be right back.